Today we're building a drum bus system in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that crunchy, sampled, old-school jungle and DNB vibe, without wrecking the punch of the drums. The goal here is not just to make your drums dirtier, we want a repeatable setup that makes clean drums, chopped breaks, or layered one-shots feel like they were pulled off a battered hardware sampler, pushed a little too hard, and then locked into a proper mix. So think grain, attitude, glue, and control all at the same time. This is a really useful move in jungle and rollers, because the drums are often the identity of the track. If the drum bus feels alive, unstable in a good way, and a little bit rough around the edges, the whole record immediately feels more authentic. That's the vibe we're after. Start by grouping your drum elements into one drum group. Put your kick, snare, break loop, hats, percussion, ghost hits, whatever you've got, all inside that group. Keep it organized. If you're working with multiple break layers, name them clearly, like break main, break top, snare layer, kick layer, and so on. Now the important part, create a separate texture path. This can be a return track or a separate auto track. The idea is that your main drum bus stays controlled and punchy, while the texture path gives you that crunchy sampler character in parallel. That parallel setup is the whole secret, because you get the best of both worlds. The drums stay solid, and the grime sits underneath them like a layer of history. On your main drum group, keep the processing gentle first. A solid starter chain would be EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator, and maybe drum bus if needed. Don't overdo it. On the EQ, you might high pass very gently around 20 to 30 Hz if there's rumble down there. On glue compressor, something like a 2:1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, auto or medium release, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is enough to bring the kit together. Then a small amount of saturator drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, with soft clip-on. If you use drum bus, keep it subtle. This part is just about framing the drums, not smashing them flat. Now for the fun bit, build the crunchy sampler texture. There are two really good ways to do this in Ableton. One way is to resample your drum loop. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or the drum group output, and record one or two bars of the groove. Then pull that audio into simpler or keep it as audio if you like the feel. The second way is to bounce or drag a break into simpler directly. You can use classic mode or one-shot mode depending on how you want to trigger it. For that old-school jungle feel, try resampling a version that already has a bit of movement in it. Don't make it too perfect. Tiny timing wobble, little gain differences, and slightly imperfect transients actually help here. The sampled feeling often comes from instability, not cleanliness. Inside simpler, trim to a strong transient, and if the top end gets too fizzy, low pass it around 8 to 12 kHz. If you want the retrigger to feel strict, use one voice. If you want a slightly more natural feel, keep some of the movement intact. You can also slice the break by transients and reprogram it with MIDI if you want more of a classic jungle chop feel. Now let's degrade that texture path in a controlled way. On the crunchy track, try a chain like auto filter, redux, saturator, drum bus, and utility, with maybe a compressor at the end if you need it. First, use auto filter to low pass the signal around 6 to 10 kHz. That takes the brittle edge off before the distortion hits. Then bring in redux for bit reduction and sample rate reduction. You do not need to go full digital destruction unless you're making a fill or transition. Just enough grain to hear that sampled crunch. After redux, add saturator with more drive than the main bus, maybe 4 to 8 dB, and keep soft clip on. Then use drum bus to add even more attitude. If the texture gets too spiky, back the transients down a little. And if needed, use utility to narrow the stereo image or even keep that layer mostly mono. In jungle and DNB, the core kick and snare should stay strong and centered. The big rule here is that this crunchy layer is not the main drum sound. It's a character insert. If you mute it and the groove still works, then you've got the balance right. Blend it underneath the main drums until you notice that the groove feels older, denser, and more alive. A good starting point is to keep it somewhere around 18 to 12 dB lower than the main drums, and then listen for what changes. You want the snare to feel more present, the hats to pick up dusty motion, and the break to sound printed rather than pristine. One really important thing in DNB, watch the low end on the parallel layer. If the kick starts losing focus, high pass the crunchy path around 100 to 150 Hz. That keeps the sub and kick lane clean for the bass line. DNB lives or dies by that relationship. If you want a proper old-school swing feel, Don't just loop the break, chop it. Use simpler slice mode, or cut the audio into smaller pieces and move a few hits around. Pull a snare slice a little forward for energy. Leave a hat slightly behind the grid for swing. Let a ghost hit land a touch late. These tiny movements are what make the groove breathe. You can also add a bit of groove quantize in Ableton, but keep it subtle. Something like 20 to 40% is usually enough. You want forward motion, not a house-style swing that makes the break feel too polished. Jungle should feel like it's leaning ahead, not lounging. Once the texture is blended in, shape the whole bus so it still translates properly. If the snare gets too sharp, use EQ8 to tame some of that 3 to 6 kHz region. If the bus starts to sound boxy, a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. Keep an eye on mono compatibility too. A narrow crunchy layer with a solid centered kick and snare usually works best. And here's a really useful teacher tip. If the mix starts feeling small, reduce distortion before reducing compression. Overcompression is often what kills the scale and energy. The best jungle drums still breathe, even when they're aggressive. Now we get into arrangement movement, which is where this becomes more than just a sound design trick. Automate the crunchy texture across the track. In the intro, keep it filtered and subtle. In the pre-drop, open the filter or increase the drive a little. In the drop, bring in the full blend. Then, in the last bar or two before the drop, push the grit harder and maybe narrow the stereo image a bit. Then cut or filter it sharply on the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can automate redux sample rate, saturator drive, drum bus drive, auto filter cutoff, or utility width. Any of those can create movement. For DJ-friendly intros and outros, leave sections where the drums are textured, but not overloaded, so there's room to mix in and out cleanly. A couple of pro tips while you work. Try a second resampled break layer just for fills, and make that one a little harsher. It adds impact without ruining the main groove. You can also sidechain the crunchy path lightly to the kick, so the low-mid cloud ducks out of the way on each hit. And if you want more underground weight, reduce the stereo width of the texture layer, so the core impact stays tight. A great test is to listen at low volume. If the drums still feel textured, identifiable, and exciting when turned down, your bus is doing its job. If they disappear or turn into mush, you probably have too much compression or too much distortion. So the workflow is simple. Keep the main drum bus clean enough for punch and low-end clarity. Build the crunch in parallel. Use simpler or resampling for that sampa grime. Shape it with filtering, saturation, redux, and drum bus, and automate the intensity over the arrangement for movement and impact. For a quick practice pass, make a drum group with a kick, snare, and one break loop. Resample a couple bars into simpler, build a parallel gritty chain with auto filter, redux, saturator, and drum bus, high pass the texture around 120 Hz and blend it under the main drums until it starts sounding more sampled and less clean. Then automate the grit over 8 bars and compare it in mono. That will tell you fast whether the system is working. The big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, the drum bus is not just about mixing. It's about identity. If you get the balance right, your drums will feel like they've got history, movement, and pressure, but still hit hard enough to carry a heavy bass line. That's the sweet spot.